Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. I feel like I should just take up the guitar just so I can learn to play that surf lick that this Dr. Frankenstein theme from The Mad Thinker, which is our theme song here. Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. This is episode number 563 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. Feel free to reach out. Voicemail, I almost said. 949-464-TBLS is the phone number. You can also send us an email, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. We love hearing from you guys. I'm joined now, as always, by my dear friend, with a little bit of a different setup, a lot different going on today, with my good buddy, Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, except, as I mentioned to you, I made the mistake. I'm a little congested. I was like, I'll pop in a DayQuil, and I popped in a NyQuil. So if by the end of the show I'm starting to yawn a lot, I don't think it's set in. I'm just a little whatever.
It's funny because both of those things, and look, nobody wants to be congested. Ed's playing hurt here. Nobody wants to be congested, but both of those products would have been a terrible idea because one puts you to sleep and the other one keeps you awake. Like DayQuil it's nighttime where you are.
I wish I could never sleep. If I could choose a superpower, it'd just be to never sleep.
Okay. I have something to say. I just was about to start and I was setting up my computer and it was like had to reboot. And look, I have an Apple computer because I'm not a loser, and an Apple computer boots in like 28 seconds versus the 14 minutes that a Windows computer takes. But while I was waiting for it to reboot, I was looking at my Instagram and I saw this funny video of a time that Chad Ochocinco tried to blindside Ray Lewis in a game, and he bounced off him and concussed himself badly, and Ray Lewis didn't even notice him.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I know. And it was, I'll send you the video because it's pretty funny. But then I sent it to my dear friend G Fish, who likes to look at my dick on the golf course. Everybody knows that. Sure. I sent it to him, and he said, "We're at the point." The point is a bar, is a sports bar. And he said that because we've been watching the in-season NHL tournament that's been happening with all the, I don't know what it's called, but it's like all the countries.
Four nations.
It is so fucking good. And I've been into it. So they're having like the semifinals or whatever right now. And the USA is playing Sweden. And I said, hey, we should go somewhere and watch that. And they said, okay, let's go to the point. And so when I sent him that text, Greg G Fish goes, we're at the point. And I said, isn't that tomorrow? And they said, no, it's right now. To which I say, how?
He didn't invite you.
No, it was my idea to go there. We had a plan to go. I just thought it was tomorrow night. And when I made the plan, I'm so fucking angry because how fucked up is it of those guys? Would they know goddamn well that I do a podcast on Monday nights, that it's impossible for me to go watch a game? So when I said, hey, let's go watch the game, it didn't occur to them to go, Brian, you have your podcast tonight. I thought it was tomorrow. The whole time I said, hey, let's watch the game. For some reason, I thought it was tomorrow night, not tonight. So not only am I missing the USA versus Sweden, but I have some bad friends that actually do not care about me and what I'm doing.
Thursday.
That's the final. The finals Thursday, USA, the United States shoved it up Canada's ass. And so Canada had to come back from the loser's bracket, or, you know, they had to win, they had to defeat Finland today to make it back to the final, which will be against the United States, win or lose tonight. So then they're being real bitches. This is what guys do. This is what got, first they fuck me over. And then as a peace offering, I go, well, hey, I go, when's the final? And they're like, Thursday. And I go, okay, let's watch it there. Radio silence. This is what, because that's what females do. Females don't tell you that the game is actually tomorrow night or tonight, not tomorrow night. Okay, that's one female trait. And then another female trait is when you try to do something nice for them and say, hey, guys, sorry that happened. Let's watch it on Thursday. They just say nothing. That's very much a female trait. So, hey, whatever. Well, I'll go by myself. I'll go by myself and watch it. I don't care. Okay. Ed, I'm assuming you have nothing. You're just going to try to grit it through this. Okay. Yeah.
We're good.
Okay. We're good to go. Okay.
Maybe not.
I love your new setup. I love the Papa shot. We should get some, you should have the boys play while we're doing the show.
It's like the Tom Green show, where the dude's just drinking coffee in the back.
Sitting in the back.
It's so fucking loud. That's the problem.
That's great.
It's so loud.
I would love it. Okay, let's talk about some people who died. Just tell us it was dead now. Still no response. Now I'm realizing that I forgot to do not disturb all my computers and devices here. So now I'm not going to hear from them. Whatever. Segment. Very sad.
And it will not be an update on who's alive.
Nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
'Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
'Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Who died? Who died?
Ed, who died this week?
Right out of the gates. A great moniker. A man by the name of Biff Whiff.
Yeah.
Actor from... He's been in a few things that you've probably seen, but I think you should leave the Tim Robinson show.
Oh, yeah.
He was in his late 60s is all I could see reported. Cancer. Yeah. He was that, like, the old dude with the scraggly beard. There was a sketch where he had the same shirt as him. There was another where he was Detective Crashmore, but he was, like, kind of Santa Claus.
Yeah.
He was, like, a weird scraggly beard.
He's great. I went to, last year sometime, I Think You Should Leave Live, where they played, it was on stage at the Greek Theater. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. It was on stage at the Greek Theater, and they brought out people from the show, and they all, you know, some guys did a little stand up, and then they sat there and they played sketches that didn't make the show with people from the show and talked about them, and they were all fucking great. But they had this guy, Biff Whiff, he was there, but they built it up a big intro because he had been in the hospital, and they had all these videos of Tim Robinson and all the guys from the show going to the hospital and hanging out with him in his hospital bed and stuff. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of cool. RIP. And look, that was a tough 69 years. I will say that, however many, you know, but he was delightful.
69.
Yeah.
Because technically it could be 66.
Yeah, that would be just an even tougher 66 years. Crazy.
Yeah. RIP Kim Se-ron, South Korean actress who appeared in a Netflix show called Bloodhounds, which I didn't see, but 24 years old. Very sad.
What's going on in South Korea? Because they make such good shows, like, and movies, and I've never been there. I mean, I don't know what it's like, but there's some, and then
they also have a rapper named Psy.
Yeah, the greatest. Yeah, they have the most delightful human being ever to live, the great Psy, one of the greatest entertainer that I could think of, Psy. But also there is some darkness. There's a lot of these like K-pop dudes that are killing themselves and actors, and it's a very sad, you know, there's a lot of sadness, I think, going on in South Korea, which lends itself to making this amazing entertainment that they make. But look, before her time, very sad to see her die.
Did you ever see Old Boy? I was talking to a guy about that this weekend.
So good.
And we were saying that it was good, But if Max could have some sort of feature that if someone selects that movie to watch for a second time,
yeah,
they go on a watch list.
Yeah.
You know, it's like there's certain movies
yes.
you see once and you're like,
you're good.
Good movie. See it a second time, you got a problem.
I know.
You got a problem.
I hear people like talk about American Psycho like that. And I'm like, you guys know that's a comedy. Like, it's not American.
Oh, I've seen American Psycho like five times.
It's hilarious. It's a great movie.
Where he's fucking and he's like, yes, posing in the mirror.
Yeah. He's everything about that movie is so fucking funny. Yeah, I agree. Who else had?
R.I.P. Greg Sharp, Nebraska football play-by-play announcer, 61 years old, pancreatic cancer. That's
the worst one.
You know, that's the one.
Yeah, you don't want that one.
It's just a matter of when.
Get your affairs in order. Yeah.
Also, I was thinking, as the Nebraska play-by-play announcer, it used to be just wine and roses.
Oh, yeah.
25 years ago.
Right. Yeah.
And then they're like irrelevant.
Yeah. They're like.
Weird. That team was like 80s and 90s. They were one of the best programs. Don't even think about them anymore.
Was the quarterback Tommy James and the Shondells?
Tommy
fucking Frazier.
He was so good.
So fucking good. And he had that big old corn-fed offensive line in front of him.
Yeah.
And he ran that option. And you didn't know.
I loved watching the option.
Yeah. You didn't know if he was coming through the C gap or he was going to fucking lob it to the fullback on the wheel route, you know, like it. And it was fun to fucking watch. And they were just rolling. Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah. Well, wasn't so fun to be his girlfriend.
Tom Rathman. All the guys. Scott, what's his name that became the coach?
Oh, who's terrible? Scott Frost.
Frost. Yeah. I mean, they did some work.
He did it at UCF. And then he's like, all right, our favorite son's coming back. And they're like,
shitty. Yeah. Yeah. It's the game has passed him by, unfortunately. And Greg Sharp has passed this plane also, unfortunately.
Although I think they were okay. They've got a quarterback who kind of looks like fucking Pat Mahomes.
Oh, really?
He's got the voice? His own, like,
yeah.
I don't know about his voice, but he like goes for the same exact style and look.
Yeah. Does he have his helmet? What's going on with Patrick Mahomes' helmet? It's like too far up on his head.
Zoo.
Yeah. What's going on there?
I don't know.
It's like,
I know what's going on. It's he had a bad Super Bowl.
Yeah. It's like
block for him.
Buffered. It's like, why is it up there? It's confusing. Doesn't fit like everybody else's.
R.I.P. Peter Navy Tuiasosopo.
Yeah.
He was the fat Pacific Islander in Necessary Roughness and some other roles. 61 years old.
Great movie. Sinbad.
You kind of feel like.
Yeah. Yeah.
61 for a dude who played
big.
The very fat guy in 1992. This is a good one.
The real fat guy, didn't we? The real fat guy from Wildcats passed like in his late 40s or something too, we discovered on this show, which, you know,
Tab Thacker or
something. Yes. Nice. Yes.
And then we just today lost Kevin Major Howard.
Yeah.
Rafterman in Full Metal Jacket, 69, respiratory issues.
Yeah.
So if I'm backdating.
Yeah.
69.
So he was, wouldn't that movie come out 87?
Yeah. Let's say it's, yeah. So he was.
Yeah.
No, he couldn't have been in his.
That was 40 years ago. Wait, 38 years ago.
Yeah. So
37 years ago. 37. What's 69 minus 37?
So
32.
Early 30s?
30. Yeah. Yeah. He was the guy with the, he was the photographer, Rafterman.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
He lived.
They're supposed to be in their early 20s, eh?
Like, he didn't look.
None of those guys did.
Modine looked 25.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Yeah, Modine looked appropriate age, but the rest of them. And I just saw a picture when this guy died recently. Respiratory issues. He appeared to know his way around a pack of merit lights. Okay, I'll just say wasn't a stranger to Benson and Hedges light 100s. I'll just say
by
that.
By the end, he was more cigarette than man.
Yes, yes, clearly. His skin
his
had
skin
seen.
Was a gray.
Yes. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I'm my own joy on DVD.
Ed, what is happening in the sports realm this week?
So Saquon Barkley, after the big season he had, Super Bowl, he gifted each Eagles offensive lineman a truckload of Bud Light.
You know, Ed, one time I recall I was at a ball game, Wrigley Field, Chicago, sitting in the bleachers. It was a hot.
Been there.
Hot day. I've not been recording the video of this until just now. It's the button. Did it push? That's okay though. We'll just start in the middle. Not that many people watch the video. Wait, it's still not working. Oh, health checks. I don't know. We're not going to have a video episode this week. That's all right. There's something wrong with the thing. I was sitting in the bleachers maybe like 15 years ago, Wrigley Field, Chicago. It was a hot summer day, sitting out there with the guys watching a game. And a guy like two seats down from me was with our group. He's like, hey, I got an extra beer. Anyone need one? And I go, yeah, I'll take one. And
he Old goes, Town?
No. I go, wait, what kind is it? And he said, Bud Light. And I said, oh, never mind. I'll go get one. I'll go get my own. Not drinking a Bud Light. Imagine that times a truckload.
Well,
a truck full.
It's not my choice. I'm not quite at reject the free one level.
I
get it.
I am.
But, you know, there are players getting their offensive linemen Rolexes and stuff. A truckload of Bud Light is impractical.
Yeah. It's where you're going to put it.
Like, you're going to put it in the garage? Like, there's...
Yeah, the garage.
These guys might live in, like, a nice apartment, but maybe not everyone even lives in a house. What are you doing with a truckload of Bud Light?
I mean, it's like if you got a three-car garage, it would be the whole third-car garage. Like, say they do live in a bougie house. Also, a couple of them are probably going to change teams in the offseason. You got to move... You got to get a whole truck just for your Bud Light. You got a truck to move the house, maybe a couple. Then you need another truck for Bud Light.
Even though, and there's a story we're going to do where some of these guys do drink a lot of beers.
Oh, yeah. They're real fat. But yeah. No.
It's too much.
It's too
much. Even if you like the beer. It's too much.
Now, maybe you sign up for something. Because I've heard of this happening where you're like on the, you know, you're like, guys that are like sponsored by beer companies or have deals with beer companies or whatever, where just like every 6 weeks or so, the local driver's out making his deliveries and he just pops through the driveway and drops six or seven cases on the port.
Oh, like the guy delivering the kegs at the beginning of Dazed and Confused.
Exactly. Yes. This guy.
And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. I got it all wrong.
Yeah. That was like, to me, that was like Valhalla. That was like a fever dream of such beauty that these guys were in high school and they were throwing a party. Cause we always had to find somebody's older. We'd have to try to steal one. Okay. That first and foremost, cause stolen is free, but usually you got to get somebody's older brother to go to the grocery store and buy your ass a keg, you know, or somebody with a fake ID.
We've talked about, you have like a red cup party. You buy the cup.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, but I never knew, I was never part of a group that actually purchased a keg.
Oh, acquiring the keg. Yeah. And then
someone else always, I just purchased a cup.
Yeah, that's great. You know what I would do, Ed, is I'd pay my $5 at the door, $3 or whatever it was back in the day. And I'd walk up to fill up this beer. And maybe this was indicative of a bigger problem. I would walk up there and I would get the tapper and I would fill up my beer. And then I would declare that I was the keg master. And then I would just stand there and I would fill everybody's beer for the rest of the night. And so then I never had to wait. I never had to stand in line. I just stood there.
And it's also like the guy working the grill.
Yeah. Yes.
You can pick and choose which conversations right. you have. Because like people come to you and you yeah. can kind of, yeah, yeah, I like it.
And some little.
Always be the asshole who go like, oh, I'll get the foam out of your beer. Yeah, Let me rub the grease next yes. to my nose. Get away from my
nose grease. Nose. Yes. Nose grease. Well, now look, that does work. That is effective for getting rid. Yes. I miss old nose grease. Yeah. No. And you know, the little honeys could come up and you'd be like, hey guys, look out. There was like some phrase for it, like chicks go first, but I can't remember what the actual phrasing was. But we'd move them to the front of the line. No, it was great. And then, but eventually I'd have to take a piss so bad, I would have to surrender my duties as keg master. But I'd be seven, eight. Back then we were drinking MGD. We didn't know better. We got a keg of MGD coming through. The literal worst beer, on par with Bud Light.
That's a beer. Not only would I refuse, no. I couldn't be paid to drink.
No. Disgusting. Is it still made?
Yes.
It's still available. Yeah.
I went to a Jets, some game last year, and there was one like booth at MetLife Stadium where they have $5 beers.
What?
But it's a can of beer. It's not the bigger.
Yeah.
But it was MGD. I was like, okay.
I'm drinking.
It's not worth.
Yeah.
It's not worth $5.
Yeah, that's
like,
tough.
I can't. Yeah, no, I'm not drinking that.
That's tough. Because like Dodger Stadium, the beers, they're like 20 plus. It's the big.
Oh, look, yeah. I go to these Knicks games yeah. and it's, you know, $18 yeah. or whatever. But
yeah,
but MGD is not. It's just that I yeah, don't
so bad.
Beer. I don't have beer. It's so bad.
I know. I was playing golf with some buddies a few years ago and I thought I'd be cool and show up with Budweiser. I'm like, oh, look at me being ironic. Because I drink like yeah. Pabst and Original Coors.
I like PBR.
Oh, delicious. There's a great beers. And so I'm like, oh, look, Budweiser was delicious when I was in high school. And it's cold as shit. And I took that first sip and I'm like, I can't drink this anymore. Like, it's not. It's just disgusting. This is gross. I don't want this. It turned. Yeah. I turned. My palate turned.
Sure.
Ed,
no, I've been there.
What else is going on? But that, oh, that's the other thing. Get the gifting. Cause I saw earlier, like, look, this is a huge gift, but like earlier this year, I saw that, Joey B, my quarterback, Joey Burrow, he bought his offensive line samurai swords. Okay. And like, he thought that was cool. And he, and like,
that's a bizarre purchase.
Yeah, I know. And it's like, what am I gonna do with this?
Kill Bill?
Yeah. What am I gonna do with
Hidori
yeah? Hanzo? I got a Hidori Hanzo, but like what? Like what? I don't play Dungeons and Dragons. What if somebody sees this in my house? You know what? What if some
like put it over the TV?
Yeah. What if some poon comes over and they look up and they go, "What the fuck is that?" And they turn around and leave immediately. Yeah.
Oh, cool stuff.
Like you know, and it's like. You know, they get Rolexes, but it's just like, what if I'm not into the thing the QB's buying and it's like an expensive gift? And then it's like, what? You take it back? What, you know, you just hold on to it? That samurai sword is probably $3,500.
If someone gave me a samurai sword, yeah. I'd be like, what am I showing up at the mall? Where's the sword store?
Yeah. How would you even get them? Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like I get the Joey B has people. You know, so he's like, hey, get some samurai swords. And if you have people can do things. But me, I don't have people. I'm just me. Where am I going to find a samurai sword? Like, I don't know how to do that. How do you know it's a good one?
Whereas, you know, he probably personalized the sword, so you can't even take it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it's probably got like a Bengals wrap on it. And it's like engraved. Like,
and then the guy gets released the next week.
Yeah, yeah. Now he's on
a reminder.
He's on the Packers now. Exactly. Very sad.
Speaking of things turning bad, yeah. Travis Kelce, that performance in Super Bowl. Wow. I saw like a little video of like spotlighting what he was supposed to block. Yeah. And like, there's a reason Pat Mahomes was running for his life. This guy didn't chip one
yeah.
the end.
Yeah.
Couldn't catch a pass.
He's checked out because he got all that money from Wondery for his stupid fucking podcast with his dumbass brother. Look, you only got to play hard. You only got to run your head into shit until you don't have to run your head into shit, you know? And it's like, once you make enough money, it's not worth it. But what happened?
His head wasn't in the after party either, because he skipped the Chiefs after party to go FaceTime Chainsmokers.
Stop it.
All right, guys. I gotta go FaceTime the Chainsmokers.
Stop it. Look. What? I'm trying to think. I'm sure it has happened. But how other than, if it's not somebody in your family. Look, I'll be honest. I don't do a lot of FaceTiming. I have FaceTimed, though. I'm not going to pretend I haven't FaceTimed. I don't, like, me and Ed don't FaceTime. We're making a podcast right now. Yeah. Although it's not on video. We're most certainly on video.
Only we can see this one.
I don't know. It keeps saying it's got to run health checks to make the video. Please wait until all health checks have been completed. Are they checking us for STDs? Is that the problem? Is maybe I push the button and it thinks I have herpes or something? Mm. FaceTime. How well does this guy know the Chainsmokers? Right? And last time,
if the Chainsmokers FaceTimed me, I wouldn't even know who they are.
Same.
I've heard of the band, sure. And I'm sure I've heard of the song, but if you ask me a song the Chainsmokers sing, I don't know it.
Never. No.
Now, I have no idea what they look like.
No, I think we talked about them once on this show because they were, or it might have been another show.
They're a big enough deal that I know that they exist.
Yeah.
Because I really am not checked into anything. Well, but.
Yes. Yeah.
I know they exist. Heard That's it. That's heard.
Yeah. I think they're DJs. Yeah. I think they're DJs or something. At one time, I know that they admitted that they had in the past spit roasted chicks on the road. Like they were like, they're close. They must be pretty close friends.
Eskimo
bros. Yeah. Travis, but like, are you equal friends with both Chainsmokers? You got the three of you get on a FaceTime together?
No, I want Smoker. You're Chain. I need to talk to Smoker.
Travis Kelce is keeping his head up. On Monday, February 10th, a video shared on X, formerly known as Twitter. Hey, AP, call me. Because this is obviously a style. This is like to make things more clear, you have to say X, formerly known as Twitter. How about we just keep calling it Twitter? Just none of us call it X, and then we could just say Twitter, and everybody knows what you mean.
Just like, I'm just going to keep calling it the Gulf of Mexico because that's what it is.
Yes. It's the Gulf of Mexico.
Google Maps says this. It's like, okay, well, we can just let Google Maps do that.
We all know what it's called. Yeah.
We know what it is.
Yeah. It's like Formosa. You know, people call it Taiwan. I call it Formosa. You know, it's always going to be Formosa to me, and it's fine. Formosa's great. Captured the Kansas City Chiefs tight end 35. Oh, it's over for this dude. Having a FaceTime call with electronic music producers, the Chainsmokers, following the team's 40-22 Super Bowl loss. I just played your fucking party, the Chainsmokers, who consist of Alex Paul, 39, and Drew Taggart, 35, said after performing at a Kansas City Chiefs after party. Well, why do they have an after party? They lost. Appearing in good spirits, Kelce had a smile on his face as he spoke to the DJs over the phone. Dom is here too, someone yelled on the phone. Oh my God. Hold on. Gotta go through the ads. Although Kelce appeared to be a no-show at the party the DJs played, the room was filled with fans and kids dressed in Chiefs gear. Yeah, you know who else wasn't at the party? My guy Chiefsaholic. You know why? He's in federal prison. Hey, Travis Kelce, if he wasn't in federal prison, he would have been at the fucking party. What's your excuse, you piece of shit?
He's probably chewing on bars with his Richard Kiel jaws.
Oh, yeah. I always wonder that because, I have sleep apnea, Ed. I can't go to prison. I need the machine to sleep. This Chiefsaholic, he went to prison and he had a mouth full of braces, and it's the braces with the fucking, with the springs and the, like, the whole thing.
Yeah, he really looks like Jaws from James Bond in that documentary.
Yeah, so does the federal prison system have to maintain his orthodontia?
That's a good question.
So, hey, somebody, who's our hardest listener? I think he was just in county jail, though. Wayne. Wayne or anyone else. No,
county jail's tough. He's definitely still our
hardest. County jail is harder than federal prison, 100%. Yeah. Federal pound you in the ass prison. But now federal prison, we need somebody that has had herpes and not mouth herpes like Jeff and Denver's wife, okay? Not her. We need somebody who's had herpes to tell me if you can contract it via the balls or it has to be shaft contact, shaft and vulva contact. I need to know. Okay. I've forgotten some of the other things I need to know. But the new thing we need to know is, does federal prison maintain your orthodontia? Because and not like you go in and say, hey, I need a mouthful of new veneers. Yeah. He had existing orthodontia that needs to be maintained. Because he's doing a bit of 17 years, Ed. Like, he's going to be in there for a while.
He also hurt people with those jaws.
Yes, it could be a weapon. Exactly. Much like Jaws. Exactly. In Moonraker. Like, you're out there with, you got those jaws. So do they maintain his orthodontia or not? And also, say I do a bid in federal captivity. Do I get to have my CPAP? Because I could die without it.
I've said many times, after watching Oz, I'm killing myself if I get sentenced to anything.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Same.
I'm no Beecher.
No.
I can't.
Well, he was gay for the stay, Ed.
That's what he thought.
Yeah.
Then he started having feelings for Chris Maloney.
Yeah.
who
showed his cock quite a bit on that show. He's very jack. He's a zaddy, Christopher Maloney.
If I look like him, I would be showing everything.
Yeah. Same. He's fantastic. Look, fuck Travis Kelce. Also, like, I don't think he got plugs, but how did he go from having a shaved head to a full head of hair for the Super Bowl? Like, he always had...
I didn't notice that during the year.
Yeah, he always kind of has a fade. You know, look. He had the haircut of a guy that dates black girls, and he did date black girls. And now he's got the haircut of a guy that does not date black girls. Okay. Like, well, you know what he is?
Funny you should mention that.
Yes.
Guy used to date black girls.
Yeah.
That's our next story.
Oh, okay. Tell me.
Swifties are leaving bad reviews at CJ Gardner Johnson's mom's restaurant after he posted a picture of Kelce's ex.
Yeah.
And he said Taylor Swift wasn't thick enough.
Whoa. Oh, wow. And I mean,
people are trashing his mom's restaurant in Florida.
I mean, look, Swifties, calm the fuck down, because that's just facts. She is not thick enough. Like, if you like them thick, she's the opposite of thick. She's thin, which is great. You know, she's a blender.
It's just, it's weird that a guy who has a type.
Yeah. Yeah.
Goes that far against type.
Yeah. And I get that she's really rich, but look, come on. Let's be honest. She's a dead fish. 100%. She does not. She's not a worker, Ed. I value a worker myself. Like, that's just my taste.
One thing that somebody pointed out, and I do have to really enjoy about her.
Yeah.
Is, you know, the Mahomes family must hate the attention she gets, because Brittany and Jackson have been bumped out of View.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brittany's also skinny, but she's real ugly. Like, that's, you know, like, who wants to look at her? She's not attractive. No offense, Brittany, but you're not pretty. And this, and now look, Taylor Swift, she's no beauty queen, but she's fine to look at. She just happens to be slender, which is a great body type for her. It's just not CJ Gardner Webb's body type, whatever. Wait, Gardner Webb's at college. Yeah.
Yeah, Gardner Johnson.
Close. I was very close.
This dude apparently is one of the most hated guys in the NFL. The last game that the Eagles lost, like, they lost like once in September, and it was to the Commanders.
Yeah.
And there was a, like, right before commercial break, he said something to a Commanders player. Commanders player punches him in the head.
Yeah.
and the referee's right there.
Yeah.
And the referee threw a flag on CJ Gardner Johnson. So you know he says
he's a piece of shit. Yeah. He's a shit talker.
The referee, like, you hit somebody, usually you're getting the 15 yard. And it was like, no.
Yes.
I saw the ref being like, nope, that was you.
This Eagles mom, hold on, Eagles star CJ Gardner Johnson's mom fires back at Taylor Swift fans leaving fake poor reviews for her restaurant. Look, this lady's trying to make a buck, guys. Swifties, pieces of shit. Oh my God, it's trying to play a commercial. Don't play. This Eagles mom isn't letting anything fly with her. Delatron Johnson. Now, Ed, do we think she...
Delatron.
Did she name herself formed after...
With the four other no,
that's
people
Voltron.
They formed like
that's,
a... Oh,
that's okay. Voltron. Very close, though. I was thinking she named herself after the Oakland... The great 90s, early 2000s Oakland rapper Del the Funky Homo Sapien, a.k.a. Oh. Deltron. Delatron? The mother of... Philadelphia Eagles safety CJ Gardner Johnson was amused by Kansas City Chiefs fans and Swifties who bombarded her Florida restaurant with fake negative reviews following her son's taunts directed at Kelsey. Delatron first thought her Florida-based restaurant, The King's Grill, was broken into, but was relieved to learn it was from riled up Taylor Swift fans. I have friends who were sending me the screenshots. They were going, oh my God, look at this. And the first thing everyone said was the Swifties have attacked. Yes, we've seen all the reviews. The joke is really on the Swifties and everyone entertaining the reviews because King's Grill is closed. Johnson said the Swifties and everyone laughing at the reviews played themselves because the targeted restaurant has been closed since January 25th. The mass review bombing from the irate internet crowd came after Gardner Johnson took to Instagram with a not so subtle jab at Kelsey and Swift's relationship. After the Eagles defeated the Chiefs in the Super Bowl on Sunday, the 27-year-old shared a photo of Kelsey staring him down after a play in the blowout with the caption suggesting the 35-year-old should have stayed with ex-girlfriend Kayla Nicole. Well, I love this kind of shit talk.
And I saw he wore, so this Super Bowl was LIX.
Yeah.
And he wore a t-shirt during the parade that said, Swifties can lick my ball, LIX, my balls.
I love him. Hold on. It says start recording now. So we're going to do a port. No, it says please wait until after health checks. I don't know what happened to the video.
This is just not a forgotten
problem.
Show.
Oh, no. It's great. It's gone great so far. It's just not on video. And we look fantastic. And it's the debut of Ed's new setup with the Papa shot in the background. Very sad. What else?
After the Super Bowl, John Rocker and Pat Mahomes Sr. got into an argument on Bourbon Street. And people were saying if this was like a promotion.
Yeah.
Who's buying a fight for these two? Like, who cares?
I'm told.
You know.
I heard on the radio that a deal has already been struck with them. And guess who, Ed?
I don't know.
Barstool Sports.
Oh, of course. I do know, whatever that argument is, Pat Mahomes Sr. does not want that smoke. Rocker looks like he's on all the juice.
Whoa. My man is, he does not skip shoulder day.
Oh my God.
Bro, my man is doing the work. He's probably like in his early 50s, mid 50s?
I would say early 50s.
And look, what do we know? What do we know about Patrick Mahomes Sr.? He's got a drinking problem. Like, that's, he just got a DUI. He looks like shit. And he works.
Glug, vroom, vroom.
Yes.
Often.
Yes.
Repeat.
Like, and also, he's Jackson's dad. You know what they should do? They should let Jackson and Patrick Sr. fight John Rocker by himself. Because
John Rocker, an incredible piece of shit.
Huge.
And I want him to win that
card. Yes. Also, I want to know what he's on so I can get on it because the dude is massive.
He's so jacked. I was like, this is a dude who's like last played in like the year 2000 or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Like, it was
a very short run. Yeah.
Right? He had that run. Then he spoke to the Sports Illustrated reporter and talked about New York City.
It was our guy. It was our guy that was on the show, Jeff.
Oh, Perlman.
Perlman. Yeah. Yeah.
And he talked about getting AIDS on the subway and all kinds of like
the seven train
F bomb, all that stuff. He And then that was it. Like, then people didn't want his services anymore.
Yes, what? Hey, look, he's from the South, Ed. He's got some different. Also, if you watch the video, he's like, come on, Pat. Like, what's, like, he's not being a dick. And Patrick Mahomes Sr.'s like, fuck you. Like, he's the mad one in the video.
Right. And I'm looking at it like, yeah. You don't want this fight.
No.
You do not want this fight.
Oh, it's John rocking a little too much.
The New York Jets told Aaron Rodgers he had to ditch his appearances on the Pat McAfee show or hit the road.
Yeah.
Now, I suspect they were just trying to figure out what was the thing that would break him because you got a new regime.
Yeah.
He's been butt for like 3 years
now.
Yeah,
he sucks. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And he comes with all this baggage. You got to bring his offensive coordinator and you need.
Not anymore.
You need to bring in. Yeah. Lazard, you like all these like random players he liked from the Packers.
Yeah.
And Devontae Adams is good, but it like meant they had to move players and use a big part of their cap. Like he comes with so much baggage and he's like this year, he's probably like the, I don't know, 19th best quarterback. Yeah. Something like he just wasn't relevant.
Yeah. Yeah. And he needed
to be on the Pat McAfee
show. Look, Ed, he's persnickety.
Mm-hmm.
He needs certain things. You got to bring his crystals guy in. You know, you got to
indulge him on his UFO view.
Yes, his eyebrow person has got to be there, and he's got to go on and share his theories because he's smart. You know, oh, I'm real smart. I'm gonna go on Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee doesn't wear sleeves for some reason. He goes, I'm going to go on there and share my views. You know, I got views. Look, I want a quarterback with views.
I give Pat McAfee credit because he's like, oh, like a mouthy moron that creates headlines for my show.
Smart.
At least once a week.
Yeah.
Let him talk. So I get it. I don't watch Pat McAfee's show, but like I hear a lot about him because of bullshit things that Rogers says.
Never heard. I don't know anything. Somebody told me he makes like 8 figures. You know,
it's him and Stephen A. Smith that make all the money at that network.
Yeah, it's insane. I'm just so not tuned in to what's going on. You know what I'm tuned into, Ed, is the Frozen Four. What's it called? The Four Nations. That's what I'm tuned into, and I wanted to watch the semis.
Did you fish get back to you yet?
No. Well, I have my, hold on, I have my Do Not Disturb on. Let's open it up, because you got to open the thing. No, this piece of shit, G-Fish. I said, I thought I heard Travis say Tuesday. It was on the radio. I said, when is the final? And then G-Fish said Thursday, period. And I said, let's watch that at that same bar. I said, this can be a dry run. So they went and checked it out, made sure it was right and comfortable for me, which I appreciate. And now we go back Thursday. No response. A couple of pieces of shit, these guys. Didn't even think to remind me, hey, Brian, don't you have your podcast tonight? Like, I thought it was tomorrow. Thought they said Tuesday. Whatever.
Speaking of pieces of shit, wide receiver Kadarius Toney was arrested in Georgia for allegedly strangling a woman.
Is that illegal in Georgia?
Living amongst Giants fans.
Yeah.
They drafted him over some really good, like
CeeDee Lamb
players.
Yeah.
And then he went to the Chiefs and like won a Super Bowl with Mahomes last year. But he's not good enough. Not that anyone should be good enough to avoid strangling a woman.
Yeah.
But like you've heard of things that Tyreek Hill has done over the years.
Yeah.
But he's good.
Yeah.
So people find a way.
Yeah.
We might be done with Kadarius.
Sounds like it. Yeah. He only appeared in 3 games this season for the Cleveland Browns before he was already released following a taunting penalty and a muffed punt. You know, one of the all-time great things, this is why I like watching, sometimes you're watching football with a girl and you're like, and somebody fucks up a punt and you go, hey, you know what they call that? A muff. Yeah. And it's like, what? It's like, how did they come up with the name for that? But it's a great fucking Nate description. The guy muffed it up.
Sure.
2021 first round pick by the Giants, traded to the Chiefs. Yeah, this guy's a real piece of shit. Like, look, if you're strangling chicks, like you have the capacity to do a murder. And look, I got no time for that. I got no time for Kadarius Toney. Send him to the fucking Euro League or Canada football, whatever. Get fucking rid of him. Get your affairs in order, Kadarius Toney, you piece of shit.
Well, yep. We got a Georgia cops pulled over Ravens. I think he's now a free agent. He was a Raven last year. Offensive lineman Ben Cleveland.
Oh, come on.
DUI.
Yeah.
He blew a .178, and people figured out for a 360, and that was just his listed weight, 360-pound man to blow a .178, he would have to drink 17 beers in an hour. He said to the cops, I had 3 or 4 beers. It's like, no, you didn't.
While you're walking up to the car. Now, it is confusing to look. This guy's name is Ben Cleveland, and then he plays for the Ravens, who used to be the Browns. That's way too confusing. Okay. We got a Cleveland from the team that used to be Cleveland that's now Baltimore. Like, come on, buddy, Ben Cleveland.
Well, this guy went to University of Georgia, and it seems like it's a prerequisite to play for University of Georgia that you have to have some sort of traffic arrest.
Yeah, that's true.
The drag racing murder of one of their teammates.
Yeah.
Lots of DUIs.
Yeah.
Georgia dogs, get your house in order.
Oh, also, and it is interesting because this happened in Georgia, because you figure they would just give him a ride home. Ravens offensive lineman Ben Cleveland was arrested for drunk driving last week in his native Georgia. Police pulled Cleveland over at around 10:25 p.m. on February 12th. After observing him swerving in a roadway, you know, I was driving home and I went and saw some music that I like and at a bar in LA on Saturday night. And I was coming home and I was sober and I was just like, this is like everyone on this road is drunk. Like, it's just so crazy. If you're on the road late at night, there are a lot of fucking drunk people out there driving.
It's if you can avoid driving at night,
you really should. It is, you know, they say nothing good happens after midnight. It's true. Like it's not even you're just minding your own business. And there's just a lot of crazy people out there in the world. Police say Cleveland admitted to drinking approximately 3 to 4 beers. Now, Ben, you don't talk to the cops. That was your first mistake. Well, your first mistake was drinking 17 beers an hour. But secondly, you don't admit anything. Then he failed a sobriety test. You don't do that either. And that a breathalyzer measured his blood alcohol content 0.178. That is fucking.
Well, isn't the move.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
Me either.
But isn't the move that you're supposed to refuse the breath? Yeah. Like if you know you're going to fail, just refuse it.
Yep.
And you get your license suspended for like a few months.
Well, eventually they take your blood. Then you can't avoid that, but it takes a while. Okay. And then you sober up. Now, not me, because I don't drink. But if I did ever drink and drive when I was younger, I would have known to do this. You just wait it out. You go, I'll take the blood test, because you get to pick. And eventually you got to do something, or else you automatically lose your license. And then you go, then you wait for that blood test. You admit nothing. And then eventually the theory is that by the time they get the nurse around and get all that going, you're going to be less drunk is the theory. I don't know. You know what we need, Ed? I need a Top Gun DUI attorney. There used to be a guy in LA called the Top Gun DUI attorney. I need a DUI attorney who also has been in federal prison with braces and a CPAP machine and also has herpes to call us up and sort us out. We have some questions for you. Please call us 949-464-TBLS, mailbag at theballerlifestyle.com. Okay, Ed, let's do some, wait, is that it? Yeah, okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. his voicemails really suck.
No one's enjoying him, he's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His faults are useless, shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel.
One voicemail, and I'm just like looking at the transcription, and I think this might be exciting for us, Ed. Hold on. I don't want to build it up too much. I'm just going to play it.
What's up, fam? Telly Two Butts, the Live Golf correspondent. And I guess now the, oh, fuck, what's it called?
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Temptation Island.
Yeah.
Spain. I'm not even drunk.
I know.
Temptation Island, Spain. Correspondent.
Yeah. Temptation Island, Spain.
So, and I think,
Montoya. Remember, that makes sense. Yeah.
Remember, I was saying, I don't know what it's from.
Juan Pablo Montoya. Yeah.
But he was way into this Montoya cat.
I think he said something to us on X, formerly known as Twitter, about this. But I didn't understand the reference. And you, after you had mentioned it here. So now, Ed, I'm going to make a prediction. Let's see here. He's spoken. We're 24 seconds into the call. The call is 2 minutes and 40 seconds. So we have 2 minutes and 16 more seconds. I predict that at the end of the next 2 minutes and 16 seconds, I will have more questions about who Montoya is and what's happening than I do right now. I'm going to know even less about this situation after he explains it. Let's let him go. And also, I love it when he calls in because everyone hates him. And we love him. He's great.
Oh, I love him.
He's great.
Team Curtain episode.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Brian. And I don't listen to those podcasts you listed. I actually hate those guys.
Oh.
I hate that Bob guy. And I hate the Barstool Golf guy.
Oh, you hate
the only thing I like
Bob does golf.
Macrodosing in part of my take.
Okay.
So Montoya. So Temptation Island, basically, they take these couples there, and then they have a set of singles.
Oh, yeah.
And in Spain, it seems like they bring back, either the most hated cast members or, basically the ones that fuck the most is what I think.
I like that. And this is my kind of show.
They'll bring them in as singles to try and get them to
tempt people.
So
I like that. I'm easily tempted.
He had a date. I think they're like seven episodes in. He had a date. He was like, they're in the hot tub together. He's like playing bongos on her ass.
Oh.
They went to Anita.
Oh, yes.
Anita.
Remember, that's like Howard Stern's old videos, but Bongo Fiesta.
Bongo Fiesta.
Yeah. He must have to pay tribute to Howard Stern for inventing butt bongos.
The video that. And then that's what he just went to fuck.
Okay, see what?
And that's when you saw the video of him watching it. He ran like over a mile to their area, screaming, crying, going psycho.
Mm.
I mean, absolutely bonkers. And then because he was watching it live.
Mm.
Yeah, they made him watch it on a screen.
Oh.
His girl getting jackhammered. Oh.
But that's
what screaming and running along the beach and Telly just kept commenting on it and stuff. And so I told you the algorithm knows I love Telly. And so it just kept showing. I was like,
great.
I just want to go on for sports. And I just kept seeing clips of Telly being like, Montoya.
I love this. So he runs over and. So he's playing butt bongos, but his chick bounces to go. She's been tempted, as is what happens on the show. They get tempted.
And they just show under the sheets.
Yeah.
She's getting fucked harder than anyone in history.
Oh, really? Oh,
and we got watching and he's crying. Oh! No.
So it's like a jackhammering situation. I need to see clips of this.
Guy's shirt when she went out, he caught him in the middle fucking and she was wearing a shirt.
She was wearing his shirt.
Anita goes on another date.
Oh, she does.
She fucks that guy again.
No.
And then they get sent, poor Montoya. They send him videos of his girlfriend making out with two chicks too. Then now Montoya has been fucking some new chick, Gabriella.
Oh, so he's good.
And they showed Anita that. So Anita lost her shit. And then
this is amazing. How am I not watching this?
For some reason, that Gabriella and Anita got to meet and talk, and it was a straight cat fight. And that's where we're left off right now.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the other cast members are fucking too. It's crazy.
Oh, it's great. All I need to
but
watch.
Five episodes left.
Spanish so people are good looking
to
too.
Keep you guys up to speed.
Okay, Temptation Island, Spain. Yeah, Telly. You know, on the Bachelor lifestyle, I've been covering the Bachelor, and then I freelanced with internet personality White Lightning Elizabeth Spiridakis to cover the Traitors. Maybe I freelance further. I don't know that I could do an entire episode of that with Telly. I will admit, I have a better sense of what's happening now, but that was not like real. It's not Telly Hemingway that we're dealing with here. You know, it's not exactly the most direct explainer.
Yeah, it's the circuitous route.
Yes.
To get to the answer.
Big time. But Telly, please update us on what's happening with Montoya and Anita, please, because we love hearing from you. And look, I'll be honest. I'm interested. I'm considering watching this. I don't know. I think this is a Netflix situation, so I'd have to re-up for Netflix, but I'll do it. I don't care. Thank you for that, Telly. Okay, a couple emails. I was just thinking about how Ed said it's strange to pick a side in the Kendrick versus Drake beef, but then I started thinking about the Tupac and Biggie drama. was how big it was, I guess, especially in my small Kansas town. Forget the whole Amazon warehouse leaving once the tax free benefits dried up. Obviously, that was secondary. Clearly, it was the East Coast versus West Coast rap beef that really wrecked everything and caused my hometown to die. Speaking of dead, I'm burning a prayer candle for Dolomite D today. Really miss him repeating the same three jokes on Twitter. Oh. Really enjoy the show. That's from KS Fire Slayer. Yeah, you know, looking back, Ed, I think I was more of a Tupac guy because, you know, I'm from the West Coast. In retrospect, they're both great. I loved them both. I love Tupac and Biggie.
You can prefer one. Look,
sure, but you can like both
the
things.
Kendrick, if he is what is being accused of him by Kendrick Lamar and not like us,
disgusting.
Then of course you're supposed to side with him.
Yep.
All I was saying is, I like a few Drake songs,
hey.
And I don't have to dislike those three songs because I picked a side. Like that's how I was with Biggie. I like Biggie,
yeah,
but I love Tupac, and I didn't have to take a side because guess what?
Yeah.
I can listen to them both.
Yeah. You know what I discovered this week? You know how I do gambling content, and it's been up and down. It's been mostly up, okay, on TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
I got a buddy that makes fun of my picks. He sends me parody videos of himself, like imitating because I'm like, I'm Brian Beckner for Silver Point Sports. And, you know, I do it like real charismatic, like always. And then he's like, I'm Brian Becker. And he makes fun of me. But then he sent me a link. And this fucking guy, he's 60 years old. Okay. This is my buddy McRaider. Okay.
Mm.
His TikTok, I looked, and a couple of his TikToks have like 4 million views. And he's got 50,000 followers on TikTok. Let me see if I can find one right here. Because Ed, it's just a 60-year-old dude in a muscle shirt rapping along to Drake. And he has like infinite amount of followers. Hold on. I'm going to find this for you. Look, I'm freelancing right now. Oh, wait. I sent it to my partners in the guys that do the algorithm here on Silver Point Sports. Oh, wait. Hold on. Here. Okay. Look, this is no video, but just imagine a 60-year-old white dude drunk in a visor standing in the kitchen. He's got a place out at the river. I think this is out at the river because the ceiling looks kind of low. And this is him rapping along to Drake. Hold on.
Let's go. I don't know nothing about no crime or no news. I'm a coward, but I never tell you.
He's wearing a, Oh, he's dancing too. He's, oh my God, he's dancing. He's got a, he's got a.
That's not one of the three songs I like.
Oh yeah, I don't know the song. And he's, you know what? He's wearing a shirt that, that you buy in the parking lot that says "Fuck the Niners." And this is what, and the, this has 15,000 likes.
Okay.
Okay. Well, hold on. I'm just looking. You know, and listen to the comments. We need more frequent uploads. Need that shirt. Need shirts like this. Unk, back. Come back to the Raiders. Oh, they think he's Gruden. Come back to the Raiders, Gruden. Like, what are we doing here? Trying to be entertaining, Ed? We're trying to be entertaining. And people who are not entertaining have millions of followers. Special people, okay? People that have cognitive issues are much more popular than me and you. Okay.
I'm gutting out NyQuil right now.
I can tell.
Trying to be clever.
I can tell. Okay. Oh, here's another one. Thank you for that, KS Fireslayer. Ballers, can we talk about how big of a piece of shit Mick Cronin is? That's from Greg in Indianapolis. Now, I don't know anything about this.
Agree more.
I saw a video today, okay? And apparently it's an old video of him complaining about, because I've seen the one where he complains about having to get on a plane a lot.
Him complaining is evergreen. He's complaining about, there's always something. They're having like a perfectly nice year, not a great year.
Yeah.
They're going to make the tournament, but like,
yeah.
It was the schedule. Yeah. It's the schedule,
yeah.
Which these super conferences are what pay you a shitload of money,
that's right.
Nick.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not taking classes. You're just the coach.
Yeah.
And then complained about the refs. Yep. He complains about this. And, you know, who designed this schedule around?
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck off. Yeah. You don't have to. Oh, he called his players soft.
Well,
and said, like, you know, this is, I'm harder. I'm more into it than you are. I'm a harder worker than you. Like, fuck off. Yeah. I'm a douche.
Now, hold on. I'm told that they've won like 10 in a row since that outburst. Can you confirm?
I know when he talked about the soft outburst, they lost to the Terps after that. Oh, so they didn't win right after that.
Oh, okay. But they are on a winning streak? You don't know.
I think they're on a winning streak, yeah. But like, you know. Whatever.
How about him? Because in that video I sent you, and this is the most important part, he says, I'm 53 years old. Now, does he mean, so is that video 14 years old? Because he said, I'm 53 years old. That can't be current because I'm almost 50 years old. So that's no, there's no way that he and I were in high school at the same time. There's no way that's possible. We were in high school at the same time? That's impossible.
I think it's disgusting when a guy recruited, and in this day and age where everyone's in the transfer portal, you picked this roster. You can't complain that they're soft. Like, you chose these guys. You saw who they were, met with them, and you chose that, and now it's their fault?
Who do they got there? I haven't watched the game in a few years. They still got Tiger.
They have an unranked team.
They
that
do?
Lost to Maryland.
Yeah. Go Terps. Okay. Is that good, Greg? Greg, that's interesting that should be happened to be your email today, because literally I had no idea about this until minutes before the show when I sent Ed a thing that I saw on the internet about Mick Cronin. I would have no idea what you're talking about. I'd be like, why are you talking about Mick Cronin right now? So interesting synergy there. Okay. Here's another one. Hi, Brian and Ed. I will be honest. It's been a confusing week. It appears that CBS and its affiliates are no longer a part of the future. To make things worse, I've received no guidance about the situation via my Twitter follow. My goal of achieving full consistency has taken a big hit. Thanks, G-Fish. Yeah, Ed, YouTube TV is no longer carries any. So we've determined they have no regional sports.
Tournaments in a few weeks.
Yeah. And now they have no, they have none of the CBS's. Paramount, CBS Sports, True TV, all of that. Not, they can't show any of that stuff. And I saw a video of it, and I sent it to my proletariat friend, Ed Daly, and also our corporate apologist friend, Jason Stewart, who was very vociferous about how YouTube TV was the quote unquote future. And that you should want to pay more for it because it's so fucking amazing. And then when I sent that video, no response, Ed. I didn't hear anything. He didn't say one word about it.
It's crazy. And crazy. I'm in constant support of G-Fish's search for full consistency.
Yeah. Look, G-Fish is doing, he's doing great production work on the show by monitoring. Cause look, you and I aren't going to be going and checking Jay Stu's Twitter. So we need G-Fish to highlight that stuff for us. But G-Fish is doing a bad job
right now.
Yeah. Of fucking me over on the Frozen Four, which I was desperate to watch, but I just happened to think it was tomorrow night. Okay, Ed, let's do some things that are not sports.
Well, it's time for non-sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Non-sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Non-sports segment.
Oh. What is going on in the world of things that are not in fact sports, Ed?
Oh, and on his podcast this week, Bill Burr said billionaires should be put down like rabid dogs.
He's our Mark Twain. Bill Burr gets better. He just only ever gets better.
Better every year. He's getting so much better.
He's one. Of course, he's right. Now, I can't take credit for this, but I thought it was a great idea. I don't know where I saw it, but somebody said that a real simple solution is that the end of the year, midnight, December 31st, or you know, we could do a fiscal year, whatever. It could be September 30th. It doesn't matter. At midnight, whoever is the richest human being on the planet gets murdered. And then every year we do it again. So it'll be like a Brewster's Millions.
Right. Yes, they'll be tripping over the dicks to give back to the community.
Yeah, all of a sudden, they'll just be like, whoa, hold on, guys. I want to do good for the world. Let me help. Let me support things.
And how about a guy who, another quote I saw on a podcast this week, a guy who used to preach like Bernie Sanders stuff.
Yeah.
Brian Becker? What's his name?
Oh.
No, fucking Rogan.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Elon's a billionaire. He doesn't want to take your money. What does he need your money for?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What billion? This is what billionaires do. They're hoarders of wealth.
Of course.
And they don't care about human life. Yes. Billionaire is a moral failure.
Yes.
You cannot be a billionaire at a good birth.
You've hoarded the most money on the planet. Like, you can't.
Dolly Parton could be a billionaire.
Yes.
She isn't.
Yes.
Because she's great.
Totally agree with you, Ed. 100%. I agree with you. I agree with Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
I fuck Elon Musk. Yeah.
Yes. Japan's porn disposal boxes have been phased out amid the rise of the internet. I didn't even realize this was still a thing.
I don't know. I know.
They didn't like porn. They didn't like porn like trash. Like,
oh, and so like the rappers.
So people could just dispose it in these like secret boxes so it wouldn't expose the children. And they're like, people are consuming their porn differently, but until this year there were porn disposal boxes around Japan.
These like everything in Japan is like so like just this photograph. Like if I were to like crop out just like the artwork and the writing on the porn disposal box and frame it, I would hang this in my house. Like just this is what's so interesting. Yeah, this is what's so interesting about Japan. It's the number one of the places I want to go. It's at once this old, like perfect reverential society where I'm a leather worker because my great, 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 great grandfather was a leather worker and everyone in my family, and we've perfected how to make these belts. And that's all we do is make belts. But also it's the future where their porno is almost exclusively rape. Yes.
They've got fast trains.
Yeah.
We can't achieve year.
Yeah.
We can't achieve fast trains here.
Everything's better there, but it's also a little weird. For more than a decade, Kazuki Inoue has played an understated part in protecting the morals of adolescents in Fukuoka. Several times a year, the 73-year-old visits eight white post boxes installed in the city in Western Japan, turns a key and empties their contents. On a recent visit, his haul totaled 16 books and 81 DVDs. How are they? But also books?
You're reading trashy novels.
Manga, I think it's called, which is like cartoon, it's like the octopus thing that they do.
Yeah. Right. You're getting like Godzilla dick.
Yeah. But the boxes are not drop-off points for rental shop customers. They are for the exclusive use of people, almost always men, who want to, and you're kidding, to discreetly dispose of unwanted pornographic material that, if kept at home, could fall into the hands of unsuspecting children. Before the white boxes were installed, this stuff littered the streets. The streets, and here's the thing, there's no litter in Japan.
Right. It's such a clean society. But and then they
porno is pool. It's piling up. Like there's like what? They don't drop a gum wrapper.
Trash can. Like you
have confusing.
A trash can.
Yeah.
I've never once been worried about my kids sifting through the trash, the bottom of the trash.
Yeah. It's
throw
crazy.
A banana peel on top of it. Nobody's going in there.
It's crazy. Yes. Now the avalanche of digital pornography available on smartphones is rendering the boxes obsolete. The number of Shiropusudo recognizable by their color and messages promoting children's well-being has fallen dramatically over the past decade, although no official count exists. The white boxes, joined later by less conspicuous steel receptacles, are quickly becoming a cultural curio. Last year, officials in Nagasaki... Anything else ever happened in Nagasaki, Ed, that we know of? Why does that name ring a bell for me? Closed several white post boxes.
That's Little Boy, right? Little
Boy? I think so, yeah. On a trial basis, after the number of collected items plummeted from between 5,000 and 6,000 a year in the first decade. Yeah, they have porno trap. This is like the needle. This is like where you put your heroin needles, fentanyl.
Right.
But porno, because they love porno so much. They need trash boxes. Why can't they put in the regular trash, like Ed said? This is crazy. Okay, Ed, what else is going on?
Kanye West and Bianca Censori split after 2 years of marriage. They did not have a prenup.
Girl, I'm a good listener. Come over. Come over. Look, Bianca Censori, do we know if she can speak? I don't know. What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
The one thing.
Yes?
She is... There's bad press around her husband because he's a full Nazi.
Sure. About that but Super Bowl commercial.
It was like last week she was parading around naked next to him. Like
maybe he forced her. Maybe she was compelled, Ed. Maybe she was abused. We don't know. You know how we could find out? If she came over here, down here on the couch. She could just sit here. I'll make some tea. We'll have some tea. And just talk, you know, talk it out. Bianca Censori, I don't know one thing about her. I know she's Australian. I know she's an architect. I know she goes naked to places.
You know, the Australian architect is news to me. I just knew about the naked.
We talked about this last week.
I've already forgotten.
Oh, yeah, we read her Wikipedia. She's an architect. And look, she could come over.
Right.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this.
Yeah, she could come over. She could tell us her story, me.
Your favorite architecture?
Whatever. Yes. We could talk mid-cench. I love it. Design. I love design. We could talk design. Here's what I know about Bianca.
Gary. You know, just talk architecture.
All the best. she could come over. We could sit down. She could explain the situation with her marriage. Because there's two things I know about her. Is she's got a banging body and she appears to be pretty filthy. And that is a combination, which I appreciate. And I'm a good listener.
Fill my heart.
Yes. Come over, Bianca. Let's talk.
We'll talk Frank Lloyd Wright.
I want to help. Yeah.
We'll help.
I want to know. Okay, Ed, what else?
Lauren Boebert spotted getting to a cab with Kid Rock at 2:30 in the morning.
This is the relationship we needed. We needed this, Ed. We needed Like, is there a better couple? And look, Kid Rock, whatever, Bob, you know, he's, I'm sure he's fine. Like, I don't think we agree on very much, but I bet he throws a good party. But this Lauren Boebert, like,
we know she's a party.
She's pretty hot, you know, like, she's not like for a congresswoman.
She's dumb, but she's giving hand jobs and Beetlejuice and musicals.
Jerking dudes off. Yes. Perhaps they were going somewhere to discuss the Second Amendment. Page Six spies spotted Kid Rock and Lauren Boebert getting into a cab to get. Wait, Telly was supposed to bang Lauren Boebert. She's his congressperson.
Mm.
He can go to her events and whatnot. Like, this is Telly was setting his sights on. He knew people that knew her.
You know what?
Yeah.
I could see Telly watching them get into a cab on a monitor.
Like Montoya.
Like Montoya. Like, no! You know, I just saw on Instagram.
Yes.
Someone wrote, never forget, Kid Rock has a song on the Osmosis Jones soundtrack with lyrics like this. Young ladies, I like them underage, see. Some say that's statutory, but I say it's mandatory. Oh.
Yes.
Kid Rock.
Look, Bob, you know, like he's going to the thing. He's shooting a shot with Boebert. Like, this is the couple. This is the couple we needed. Let's.
Sure, very intelligent.
I can imagine. So I want to know. Look, I want to know more about this.
We're going to stay with Kid Rock
because
he threw a tantrum last week because no one clapped for him during a guest appearance. He was doing the thing. I saw the video. He's going, put your hands together, like, through the hole.
Yeah.
And people just weren't feeling it.
So
he stormed off.
I meant to talk about this last week because I saw this, too. He was at, you know, how all these celebrities have bars in, you know, they must do deals with people where they're, like, they license their name to these bars. He has one in Nashville.
At the end of Broadway.
Yeah, this is in Nashville.
Yeah. His boots scooting.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And they all have them. Like, there's a Dierks Bentley and there's a, mm-hmm. Who's the guy that raps? Morgan Wallen. Like, those guys. They all have bars. But I was reading this. This was at the Bon Jovi bar. There's a Bon Jovi bar in Nashville?
In Nashville?
Yeah. And this was.
Well, he does talk with that weird accent, even though he's from New Jersey.
Yes, exactly. And.
He sings like he's got like a twang, even though he's from.
This was at their keyboardist David Bryan's birthday party at the Bon Jovi bar. Now, who's showing up for David Bryan's birthday party at the Bon Jovi bar?
The guy with the long perm, I think.
Yes, it's the guy with the long perm. Look, I'm a Tico Torres guy, obviously. Tico Torres is my guy. If I had to pick a Bon Jovi guy, like, you could have Richie, you could have John, okay? Those guys are the most popular. I don't know the bass player's name, so I can't take him. I don't, and I know David Bryan, the keyboard player. But you know who I do know? Tico Torres. Tico Torres is my guy in Bon Jovi. If he threw a birthday party, I'm going to Tico Torres party.
Yeah.
Now, and I was also reading, this came after a roaring rendition, a duet of Proud Mary by David Bryan and Kid Rock. Like, who's clapping for that? No one, like, unless
doing
it's
the Tina Turner part.
Right, unless it's Tina Turner. And this is one of the songs that, like, everybody kind of does. And it's really played out unless it's Tina Turner, who is no longer with us. So we got to retire Proud Mary, in my opinion. And I certainly don't want to see Kid Rock at the Bon Jovi bar. Like, no one's clapping for that.
It's pretty sad.
It is.
He wants everybody to get into it. And just, like, people do it for, like, two claps and they just peter out.
Yeah, exactly.
We've had enough.
It's enough. What else, Ed?
Finally.
Tell me.
Julianne Moore's children's book, Freckle-Faced Strawberry, was banned by the Department of Defense. So I think this is books available at, like, military bases.
Yeah.
And the message of the book.
Yes.
Now, before people think this is a grooming book, this is about a kid who doesn't like having freckles because she doesn't like being different. And she realized it's okay to be different.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah, we need to get that off the shelves, Ed. Julianne Moore is an angel to me. Like,
I saw her at a small Italian restaurant in Sydney a few years ago.
No.
And better in person.
Was she with her husband, Bart Freundlich?
I didn't get his ID, but this is, he looked better in person. And this was like, I don't know, 3 years ago.
Because she's in her 60s. Her and Marissa Tomei, Ed, are both in their 60s, and they only get more beautiful.
Yeah.
It's insane. Look, we don't need to be banning books, and we especially don't need to be banning Julianne Moore books about
a kid with freckles. Like,
yes,
you know, even though I would be totally fine if it was a little more, pushing the envelope or for some other thing. This is about a kid who's just kind of feeling bad about having freckles. What?
Let her live. Freckle face strawberry. Julianne Moore. Okay, Ed, let's wrap it up there. No video this week. I'm sorry, guys. It's, you know, the thing just didn't want to cooperate. And it's real sad because you get to see Ed's Papa Shot machine for the first time. But
I think I'll do it again.
Yeah, we'll do it again next week. Hold on. Let's cue the music. We'd like to have the music.
More NyQuil.
Yes. Yeah. Less NyQuil last week, more video. Next week, more video.
I got that pressure. You know pressure?
Oh, I know. I've had it recently.
Trying to do something.
Yeah, it's going around. For Ed Daily, my name is Brian Becker. This has been episode number 563 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
TBLS, hell yes, the Lifestyle's Baller Podcast, getting bigger and not smaller.
Hey, buddy. Hope you feel better.
Have a good night.
Daily and the man, Jay Stewart. What happened?
Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, Daily's Choice ends taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Yeah. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the Lifestyle's Baller.